Good morning.
So, Bendigo on the Hop, that's coming up this weekend. And, of course, you guys at Ms. Batterham's and Mackenzie Quarters are a part of it, one of the venues.
That's right.
So we thought we'd talk finger food because one has to hold one's beer hold one's food and all do it at the same time.
We're all about responsible serving of alcohol at our venues. So, yes, absolutely, we want to feed the masses. And we need to do that with finger food because, as you said, how do you hold your beer and eat, like, with a knife and fork? You can't.
And if you're like me and you're outside and you've got a durry as well, I mean, it's 3 into 2 doesn't go.
That's a really tricky situation.
It is.
So this year we're doing, so it's like we've got to cater for quite a number of people. There's 2,000 tickets that have sold.
Wow.
I think there may be still some left if you're lucky. So we are doing, and Chef said, let's do something, like we want something hearty because it's winter and we want something that's, you know, really filling, but just definitely goes with beer. So we think beef and beer go together.
Right.
And Chef's doing a slow roasted beef pied.
Pied?
I knew you'd be challenged by that word.
Yeah. What are you saying? What are you judging me? I don't like to be judged.
So it's like a pizza. A Turkish pizza.
Well,
kind
call
of
it
base.
A Turkish pizza for God's sake.
Okay, we're doing a slow roasted beef Turkish pizza. So it's like a flatbread, and then we put it like a beautiful yogurt dressing on the top, and you can sort of just fold it over, pop it in the mouth, sip a beer, you know, bite of the pie, and away you go.
Are you going to do some of the classics as well? I'm thinking like a little baby pickled onion with a bit of cheddar cheese on a Jats.
It's not our jam, but do like to do those if I'm catering at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's super simple, right?
Yes.
And it looks great. You're going to have like a 70s style party with one of those.
Exactly. Now, you were telling me too that Chef has got a few tips.
He does, because we do a lot of weddings at Mackenzie Quarters as well. And he was like, well, the key realment is prep beforehand. And if you're doing this at home as well and you're having a dinner party and you want some finger food, you want to make sure that you've prepped enough beforehand so you can have your cocktail and have all your champagne on arrival and chat to your guests. So the key is prep and, I like this term, flash bake it in the oven for a quick reheat.
What's a flash bake?
I have no idea. I didn't go into detail, but I assumed it was like high heat, shove it in the oven, bring it out, it's hot.
You don't bake it in the nip.
I don't even know what that means.
In the nutty. A flash bake. Talking of which, does anybody ever do the little boys anymore?
Making it sound really dirty finger food. It's not.
I'm just curious, that's all.
But the other thing is we do, speaking of old favourites, some of the favourites that we do at Mackenzie Quarters are kofters, which is like a mince and herb mix. You know what a kofta is?
I do.
Oh, look at you go. And an arancini ball, which is like a risotto in a ball deep fried. Super yummy.
I just feel sorry for the little arancinis. Anyway, go on.
We do wagyu skewers. They're a big hit. So, you know, everyone loves a piece of wagyu and just pop it on a skewer and away you go. Bombas. Do you know what a bomba is?
No.
It's like a potato ball and we put chorizo in the middle. Right. So it's like a mashed potato, chorizo in the middle, and then you deep fry it.
Oh, okay.
Best winter finger food ever.
That sounds brilliant.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So we've got, they're the winter ones that we do because I think you just, you know, it's like you need that comfort food, don't you?
Most certainly. We'll leave you with this thought. Ultimate finger food, party pie.
Yeah. It's so true, though, really. I love a party pie.
The secret there, though, forget the flash bake. You can't have them too hot. Because if you get one and you do the whole... Now, that's awkward with a beer in one hand, a party pie in the other. You need them to be able to get in the gob as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's right. And also, if it's too hot, it ruins the rest of the party pie, right? You can't hack that first bite.
Yeah. There we are. So, folks, culture, we've got it here at the Wake Up Call. Rhys Cedar, thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
See you then. Bye.